Many of us spend a fair amount of time at work over the course of our lives, and every workplace has its good and bad elements. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new books that take us behind the scenes of two very different and oddly intriguing work environments. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Charm City book lovers will probably remember a 2013 novel called The Love Affairs of Nathaniel P. by native Baltimorean Adele Waldman, a satire of the lives and loves of the hipster literati in the city. Her new book, Help Wanted, is set in a nearly opposite world, the graveyard shift at a big box retail store in upstate New York. I agree with the Kirkus reviewer, Help Wanted is the workplace dramedy of the year. Waldman's evocation of the details of the operation and culture of the store she calls Town Square No. 1512 is so well done, I was sure it had to be based on real-life experience, and now just read a profile in New York Magazine that confirms it. Her cast of characters all belong to what the company calls Team Movement, but other workers dub the Roaches, since they descend on the store in the dark of night and scatter in the morning when the customers arrive. The Roaches are managed by a guy they call Little Will, who in turn works for Meredith, and on top of her is Big Will, who is being transferred to a fancier location in Connecticut. Does that mean Meredith and Little Will will move up the chain and leave a management slot free for one of the Roaches, who work ridiculous hours and have no benefits whatsoever? This possibility inspires a smart lesbian mom named Val to cook up a scheme in which each of her Movement compadres plays a role. Even the coffee pot in the break room is a character, quote, hissing and sputtering wildly like a small animal trying to scare off a larger predator. Waldman is great on the details. All in all, Help Wanted confirms the dictum of the great Judith Krantz. People love to read about work. Other people's work. God knows we don't want to unload trucks at 4 o'clock in the morning, but how interesting it can be. And just as interesting is what goes on in Silicon Valley and the world of tech, the subject of a great nonfiction read called Burn Book by Kara Swisher. Swisher began her journalism career covering the rise of the internet and has since become tech royalty herself, running conferences, publications, podcasts, and writing an opinion column in the New York Times. She's had a front-row seat to the rise and sometimes fall of companies from AOL to Uber and the careers of Sergey Brin, Travis Kalanick, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, and many others. She explains that far from being a meritocracy, tech is a mirrorocracy full of people who like their own reflections so much that they only see value in those who look the same. Manboys who ignore issues of safety, not just because they are awful, but because they have never felt unsafe a day in their lives. Swisher is so good at explaining things and quite a whiz at predicting the future, giving her the opportunity to say, I told you so, many times, most strikingly with the January 6th insurrection. Though the book lives up to its title with scathing portraits of jerks and excessive behavior, there's a baby shower you've got to read to believe. One of the most memorable aspects is her deep respect for Steve Jobs, whom she laments as one of a kind.
The books are Help Wanted by Adele Waldman and Burn Book, A Tech Love Story by Kara Swisher. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.